Spider Marching Band.
Okay, Banger, here we go. We're at your festival on September 30th. Looking forward very much to seeing you guys. I haven't seen you for a few years, and you look great in your new uniforms. Here we go. Nice job, Pix. The technique in your feet right now. Outstanding. Really solid sound. Everything in this just superb. Very, very well handled. Good job with the bells. Bells? Yeah, there they are. Careful of our body plane as we come across the front here. Yeah, make sure we don't get too loud, too quick percussion. Nice job with the crescendo. It just got a little too loud, too fast. Really nice spacing here from you guys visually. Nice job handling that halftime step and then getting right into the lines. Very nice. Good job with the feet apart and the porn pop. Nice. Way to finish out that that phrase. Thank you for a mezzo forte, mezzo piano phrase. Very, very good. It can be actually a little bit softer in the toms and the bells.
This is very thinly scored. Make sure you support the tone. If you don't have any, for lack of a better word, I'm going to say.
Yeah, the chords underneath are very, very good. Nice little bit of swelling in them, and then backing off very nice. Solos were overall pretty good. Just make sure we support our sound so that our tone gets all the way up to the audience. Nice job with the change of direction there in the bass drums. Just make sure we know where we are, snares. We're right in the front of the field, so we don't have to be quite too loud. Horizontal spacing looks very good there across the band. Let's make sure we get this mesh nice and solid. Good. Good job with the halftime and the feet. Really nice. Can see everybody's. I can actually see the bottom of everybody's shoe. That's very nice. Good job with that decrescendo. Very, very nice. A couple of individual horizontal spacing issues there over on the left-hand side, but good job with the end of that phrase. As it gets softer, you have to support it still. You guys did a really nice job. Be careful as these lines kind of rotate that we know exactly where we're looking to make sure that the vertical is aligned, okay? Make sure as you come around and the diagonal still stays in line. Yep, make sure we don't hear the feet coming through the horns there as we come across to the center. Really nice with those individual attacks. Good. If you don't have spacing, that move doesn't work at all. So, outstanding job. Careful we get the change of direction on the right count. Good job, Cymbals. Appreciate that visual there. You immediately drew my eye to you. Very nice. Yeah, that's a tough one. Trombones handle that very, very well. Nice. As you kind of mesh those two forms and came and brought them into each other, it can certainly be tricky with those slides. Yeah, make sure with trumpets we support this as we're playing in a supporting role. Make sure you support that sound. Percussion section overall is doing a really nice job of providing a very good pulse, and I really appreciate the split parts in the bass drums handled very, very well. Yeah, be careful we keep our feet underneath us there. That a little bit bigger step at a little bit faster tempo here, we keep that under control. Again, yeah, the bass drum's a little strong right here since you're right in the front. Again, handled those isolated attacks very well across the whole ensemble. Nice job coming back in with the winds and brass. Very good. That's difficult to do from a timing standpoint. Percussion, let's just make sure we define all of our stick heights. We make sure that we maintain tempo when we're not playing, so when we come back in with our particular phrase, we're still in time, okay? Yeah, do a little something with those chords supporting what's going on in the pit. Lead a little swell, crescendo, decrescendo kind of thing. But overall, very, very strong.
Love the visuals. Get a bit of polish on those cymbals so that when you do this field show under the lights, it catches the light.
Wow, that's not easy. Nice job. Really appreciate the intonation of the chords and then the trill in the flutes handled very, very well.
Yeah,
be careful intonation and timing of this. Yeah, you guys play with such a good sound. I would hate to see the slow tempo in your feet coming through the instruments so that you don't maintain that really good sound. Careful. One trumpet player getting a little too energetic there. Okay, bass drums. Make sure we define that retard there, that crescendo with the eighth notes coming up. Really, really appreciate where the color guard is placed in this particular set. With all that color throughout the band, that's a very, very good moment for you. Nice. And make sure, since we're all spread out and we're playing these nice lush chords, make sure we really work on the balance there so that we can hear all of the notes in each chord so that it all comes across up front here. Just be careful a little bit here in our vertical spacing. Sometimes I can't tell if we're supposed to be in a straight line or not. Nice job, trumpet. And the mellophone there. Make sure we support it all the way to the end. There's that flute thing. And clarinets probably, I think, that time too. Very nice. Wow. That was awesome. To be able to play that soft and have it come all the way up here, really good. Careful intonation here. Yeah, make sure we get a really good first step there so that no matter where I'm looking in the whole band, I can tell where that first step is supposed to be. Make sure we support it. Support the sound so that the intonation doesn't suffer. Nice job on the color guard to finish out that phrase. All right, banger. Obviously, it's a very different way to end your show than you might traditionally have, but I personally really dug it. I like the fact that you ended that down, especially if you're going to perform it that well. I see absolutely nothing wrong with that, so congratulations for having the guts to design that and for having the performance ability to pull it off. I think that overall, you guys have an absolutely outstanding start from every perspective, from the sound that you're producing, which is very strong all the way through. I mean, the things that I was saying throughout the show, you got to assume that that's just hopefully giving you some information to get you better, even though you're already very, very good. I think each individual person in the band is making a very strong contribution to the overall effect of the ensemble. And obviously, this is a band that takes what they do very seriously and is able to perform and get that across to your audience. Very, very well taught, well trained. Continue to work on some of the things that I'm sure that your instructional staff is telling you. Clean up a few things, and that's going to be an absolutely awesome, awesome show. Congratulations on a great start. I really enjoyed your performance. I wish you nothing but the best as you go through the rest of the season, and I thank you for the opportunity to see your show. Thank you.